This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There was, of course, much else to talk about in the economy this week, so that is what we're going to do now for the next four or so minutes of live radio. Cardiff Garcia from the blog FT Alphaville is in our studios in New York. Neela Richardson from Redfin is in Washington for us. Hey, guys.
Hey, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
Cardiff, let's go to gross domestic product. The number came out, yesterday? I guess I was traveling. I don't know. I'm a little confused. Yesterday. It was not good. The economy contracted in the most recent quarter, 1 full percent. Are you worried?
You know, I'm what you might call intensely ambivalent about this.
I think
number,
you're just intense on everything.
Yeah. Well, it's like on the one hand, you don't want to just wave this away because I remember in the olden days when the economy, when it was strong enough, would grow through bad weather. You know, the season of winter is
literally
not like this
bad weather.
It's not like this new concept, the season of winter. On the other hand, we do know that towards the end of the quarter and since the quarter ended, it started to rebound. It's growing more strongly. So I think this just shows that the economic growth we have now isn't very robust. It's no time to get complacent, but it's not all bad news. Things are getting a little better.
Neela, it didn't take but about 4 seconds for my Twitter feed to light up yesterday morning with people saying, oh my gosh, one more quarter and we're back in a recession. Do you fear the two steps forward, one step back sort of spring swoon that we've become accustomed to?
Yes, I do. I do. What it would take for us to reach the 3% that the Fed has been forecasting is for us to grow in the second half of this year by 5%. Kai, I just don't see any evidence of where this growth is going to come. And the reason I'm so troubled is because business investment plummeted so much.
Right. That is to say the building up of inventories and putting stuff back on the shelves, right?
And construction of things, that means that the economy is growing. There's no indication that the seeds of growth that would hit 5% in the second half of the year are actually starting to bloom in the spring swoon.
Yeah, no green shoots. All right, Cardiff, a different economic number, inflation. Also came out this week. It was up, you know, a tad, you know, 0.2%, whatever it is. We need a little inflation, right? Shouldn't we be rooting for inflation in this economy?
We should certainly be rooting for some gently rising inflation. Yeah. It has all kinds of beneficial effects. It also, by the way, can be a sign that the economy is starting to grow again. But the good thing about inflation when it doesn't spike too quickly is that it means that households are incentivized to spend money because their money is going to be worth a little bit less each year. It also means that businesses are incentivized to invest. So the only worry here is if the Fed sees it, if policymakers see it and they decide that they want to start slowing down the economy because they worry about inflation rising, I don't think we're anywhere near that point. I think we should let it run for a little while.
Yeah, Neela, you agree with that? I mean, it's not like Janet Yellen's going to come out tomorrow and take away the punch bowl.
Absolutely not. And actually, inflation is going at the pace that the Fed would like to see it right now. They're probably happy about this number. What consumers shouldn't be happy about is the other thing that they strip out of that core inflation rate, which is gas prices.
Right.
They're up 40 cents this year. I think that's going to affect the consumer. We saw that the consumer is struggling a bit with the recent purchase numbers. And so that issue is something to keep a watch on.
All right. Fair enough. One last thing before I let you guys go. That old stock market adage of sell in May and go away. Had you sold at the beginning of this month, you'd have missed all kinds of highs, Cardiff.
Yeah, no, that stuff's nonsense. I tend to think, look, you know, nobody should be paying attention to these things. Certainly not normal, average, everyday people. You should just be investing for the long term and then not follow, you know, not paying too much attention to day-to-day volatility.
Neela, thoughts on that, or you just want to let that one go?
Volatility makes good news, not good investment. So
there
I agree with Cardiff.
All right, Neela Richardson from Redfin and Cardiff Garcia from the blog FT Alphaville. We'll see you guys later, all right?
Have a great weekend.
All right, we'll see you. Bit of a mixed bag, actually, at the corner of Wall Street and Broad today. We will have the numbers, as we always do, when we have the numbers.